9. Is that right?
That's correct.
Hey, thank you. I'll probably be trying that next week and see how it works out. Okay, thank you very much. VA6ROD.
All right. Rod, I'll keep my ears open for that. Okay. Yeah, I'm just looking here if there's anything for VE5HAW also, but I know the Yorkton Echo IROP is listed at 488-429. Okay, yeah, we'll keep an ear open for you. All right, any further check-ins? Medicine Hat.
Norton 35 BWS.
That last station, it was kind of quick there. ZUN, ma'am. Did I copy correctly?
Oh, thanks, Doris. I'm sorry I was a little quick. It was V5 BWS. I don't know if I'm helping out at all or not. This is the one that I'm using, the VE5HAW repeater there, the one that's Knorr there. You maybe mentioned that I was just kind of sidetracked. Thanks, Doris. V5WF.
Yeah, the, Rod, VA6ROD, yeah. VE5 Bravo Whiskey Sierra Blair is using the VE5HAZ Echolink, and which works well. So you can also give that a try.
That's VE5HAZ.
VE5 Hotel Alpha Whiskey.
I'll let you know here right away. That would be Victor Echo 5 Hotel Alpha Whiskey. Yeah, I said it wrong. It's Hotel Alpha Whiskey.
VE5 Hotel Alpha Whiskey.
That's what it is. All right, I know Blair, the E5 Bravo Whiskey Sierra, uses that all the time there. All right, let's go to Vancouver then. Vancouver and New West. Any further check-ins? British Columbia.
Victor Alpha 7, November, Romeo, Charlie. It's Brendan in West Vancouver, and, yeah, no real traffic for you. We had 4.1 millimeters of rain this morning, and then the sun came out, and it ended up getting quite warm. I was out in t-shirt and shorts, and was still warm. So we had the full mix of weather today. Anyways, thanks for taking my check in, VA7NRC.
Glad you guys got some rain. The area of the city of Saskatoon where I am, we haven't had much in the last while. Other areas around us have had rain, but we haven't been that fortunate. All right, yeah, we got up to, what did we get up to today? We got up to 28. Today, sitting at 23 right now, going down to 16. So, yeah, it'll cool off overnight. All right, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. Any further check-ins? British Columbia.
Victor Echo 7, Oscar Delta Echo, John in Vancouver.
It's been a pretty decent day over here, sunny, a bit cloudy, dry, which is nice, and that's about it. Hope you folks over there are getting the proper amounts of rain and amounts of sun and stuff like that to keep the crops hopping. So anyway, 73.
Good night, Oscar, and if not hear anything on my, I'm supposed to go in and have my right knee replacement checked out and also a right hip replacement. I'm getting pretty slow and sore trying to move there, but if anything comes up, I'll sure let you and all the others know there what's going on with me. Thanks, Oscar. Yeah, you have a good night.
Yeah, we're surviving okay, fortunately so far. We'll see what happens, you know, every day is another one.
Hi, Roger. Well, one thing about it, someone slipping away there. Jen got her dog Teddy off a walk last night, and the quicks just started chirp, so things are getting a little later. Thanks.
Have a good evening.
I'll be looking for you tomorrow night again. Thanks, Oscar.
Hi, you're welcome. I'll see if I'm around for the TransCanada Net tomorrow.
Well, I'll set my alarm again. What happens with me is I sit in the shack here and I doze off there. I got to start trying to be more alert and stay awake there. And yesterday morning had pretty good conditions. I was talking to V5 dual attorney, Bain, up at Fred Gilbert. He was surprised that I was at the Cineblade there. Brett's been working a bunch of 6 meters, and things have really been coming in. So had a good chat on the Fred Gilbert repeater yesterday morning, Oscar.
Yeah, I've not been near HF at all for most of my amateur life.
I know I sure enjoyed it. Dad Brent, I didn't think I'd ever get a license there, but I sure have a lot of fun there. And I've been doing the netnizing now, I think, for about 3 or 4 years. Marking things down and trying to keep things organized. So I keep cool there and have a good evening, and thanks for the chat there, and I'll pass along hello to Jen there for you.
Yeah, it seems quite a while since our new repeater went down.
It's sure nice with the communications nowadays with the different nodes and everything. And I'll have to try to help them out sometime there, but I sure appreciate Randy and everyone else that's put the work into the IRLP there, the 588 V5EWS.
Yeah, it's a nice part of our lives, you know. I like it anyway.
I'm glad we have this, pardon me, glad we have this now. I sure missed having a repeater. That was a good site there up in the Dirt Hills there for quite a number of years, but after time it seems like things take the toll there, but glad that they're keeping this up and going, V5AEH, V5WS.
Yeah, it was a good part of my life anyway. It's quite a few years ago. Since around then, now I kept on calling the net a couple of times a week and 4 check-ins. So it hung on pretty good, I guess. And I guess it served its purpose.
It's usually quite a regular getting up in the morning anyway to get things going, and sounds like you might be a little better this winter. Well, I guess for some, maybe not for others. If anything's going to do with the time change, that would be great. I like it that the Manitoba weather that comes on at 1330 hours, and our weather that comes on 1400 hours, and on Sunday, then I call the early to 1430, so everything doesn't overlap there. But we'll see what happens. And also that is getting different now. The days are starting to change a bit. And hopefully Edmonton didn't get hit again. There's quite a storm went through there again today, so they've been getting flooded enough up in that area. And I know you said your daughter there down in New Mexico or somewhere down there had a nice warm temperature as well, so hopefully everything's going well with her there, Oscar.
Yeah, by the way, how is Blair, Brent doing on the satellite?